Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
I suggest you don't come home. You're due to come home tomorrow, but it is dreadful weather here, and it's beautiful weather. Summer weather is not with the full moon and all.
Oh, my God, it is so hot here in New York at the moment. Actually, I've just been standing outside on Fifth Avenue and seeing the sunset in the west. It's really, really hot and sunny here. But last night, I watched the full moon. It was just divine. And in the United States, summer solstice falls on June the 21st, which I think it makes a lot of sense, and I think we should take that up in Australia, because we start summer early December, don't we? And I really think we should start it when the summer solstice hits, which is around about December 21 or 22.
Oh, some people do. Some people suggest that saying the 1st of June and the 1st of December is wrong.
But they really celebrated here. Yesterday in Central Park, people were out everywhere. They were rollerblading, they were in horses and carriages, they were having picnics. There were wonderful birthday parties I saw set up for children, just gorgeous.
Lovely.
Lots of flowers out, and the music in the park too. People playing saxophones, just wonderful. They really celebrate summer here.
Now, you're going to tell me, I believe, about a place called Italy.
Okay, look, I'm actually as easily as I'm talking to you. I'm standing in a queue because it's 7:40 in the evening here. I know it's 9:40 there in the morning. And Italy is the largest Italian food and wine emporium in the world. It was set up by a fellow called Oscar Farinetti, first of all in Turin in Italy, and he teamed up with a very famous chef here called Mario Batali and another couple, Joe and Lydia Bastianak. And it's in the Flatiron District near Madison Square. And let me tell you, it's like Fratelli Fresh, which is in Sydney, on steroids. There are just so many wonderful foods here from Italy. Pizzas, pasta, fish, meat, wine, vegetables. I've never seen such huge artichokes as I've seen here tonight. My eyes are out on stick, so I suggest that you come here sometime, anyone who's a foodie. Gelato, there's a wonderful gelato bar, magnificent chocolates, coffee. Yeah, it does go on and on and on.
But it's not easy to get in, is it?
No, okay, so I've been standing in a, they call it a line here, not a queue,
yeah,
for 20 minutes. And I still have another 30 minutes to wait till I get a table. That is often the case. But tonight, because it's Monday night, there aren't so many people. The other night when I came, it was a two-hour wait and I just gave up.
Wow. Is there any chance that sort of thing would be successful here in Sydney?
Well, I wish someone would do it in Sydney. We need it. It's just fantastic. We do have a version. We have Fratelli Fresh, but this is on another scale altogether. But I've also been to Katz's Deli as well, which is down on the Lower East Side. That's where Harry met Sally. You remember that movie?
Oh, we all remember it, and that's where that famous scene of the woman faking an orgasm took place.
Yeah, where Harry said, I'll have what she's having.
Yes.
and she was having one of their magnificent pastrami on rye sandwiches. Pastrami is just to die for, really and truly. They also have corned beef sandwiches and turkey sandwiches, which are also very good, but I must say the pastrami is sensational.
And they put masses and masses of it, don't they, on the sandwich? Masses.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, look, I don't know what, 6 inches? Sorry, I can't think about that in centimetres. 10 centimetres worth.
Yeah.
Yes, you can't get it in your mouth.
Now, you've also got something to tell me about a barbecue market called Hill Count Country.
Yes. Unbelievable. I remember I talked to you in the last few weeks about Americana food. This Hill Country place serves Texan barbecue. It's distinctive dry rib barbecue joints. And we had the brisket the other night and the ribs. And let me tell you, the brisket is the best meat I've ever tasted. It's cooked low and slow over Texas post oak, they call it, and served on butcher paper. And you've got to go upstairs and wait for it. And... Oh, just die for.
We need one of these in Sydney too, I suppose.
We need one of the, we need Easterly and we need Hill Country Texan Barbecue in Sydney.
All right, well, now let me tell you, we need Sheridan Rogers for the school holidays. What have you got?
Okay. Well, they start on July the 1st, which is the beginning of the school holidays, and I've got six classes, the 1st, the 3rd, the 5th, 8th, 10th and 12th, and I've got space reserved in a few of the classes. So book in now and...
Go to your website.
Go to my website, sheridanrogers.com.au. And to tie in with today, being at Easterly, I've got a lovely recipe for you for eggplant and buffalo mozzarella roll.
And we'll see you at home next week.
Yes, I'll be at home next week and I'll be giving cookies.
Bye-bye.
For the kids.